Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Now, I wasn't on the show last night, and as I understand it, they did not cover the Silk Road trial yesterday. So I have the updates on what's going on with Ross Ulbricht. In his trial that is now through week number two of what is expected to be a 4 to 6 week long trial. I believe they're through a handful, maybe three or so of the defense, or not the defense, the prosecution witnesses.
I think three.
Yeah. And I know they had at least 11 or 12 of those witnesses slated for the trial, plus I don't know how many the defense has.
I did hear an update that apparently there was some kind of discussion between the defense and the judge as to whether or not Ross would be allowed to take the stand.
I also heard this, and it sounds like he may. It was what the kind of the observers of the court had determined what that conversation might have been leading to. And I think that would be the right thing to do. I think that basically Ross's best chance at this point is to get the jury to nullify, and I don't think they're going to let him talk about that when he's on the stand, but if I
right,
were him,
they're not
I'd
going,
try to.
They're not going to let him mention that he's a libertarian. They're not going to let him mention his political beliefs at all.
Yeah.
He can't mention the potential sentence that he is facing.
I don't think the judge granted that motion to prohibit him from talking about it.
I don't think the judge has ruled on that, but there is a lot of federal court precedent that those things cannot be brought up.
Hmm.
And the way I am looking at this is, since the judge has not ruled on it, if it's brought up, it will be objected to by the prosecution, and then at that point, the judge will issue the decision.
I suspect you're right
and
about that.
Heck, it could even be after the point, because we had a situation earlier this week to where the judge, ex post facto, decreed that some of the testimony from Jared Duryegayan could not be admitted because his own testimony from his own notes from his investigation was decreed hearsay.
Well, it was about his beliefs and not firm evidence, according to the judge. So it was disallowed after the fact.
Right, but I was investigating this other person because there was evidence that showed that I thought he was. Well, you didn't prove he was, so therefore hearsay.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. So we're going to give you the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial. But of course, that's not the only thing in the news here tonight. And Daryl, you had a story of another courtroom situation where I believe as a reporter is now going to prison for 5 years because, freedom of the press.
Well, he's already been in prison for 31 months.
Wow.
Wow.
And he was sentenced yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
To a total of 63 months.
He was in prison for nearly 3 years awaiting the finish of his sentencing. And he didn't even go to trial, right? He took a plea deal.
Right, so part of the 31 months was the trial that wound up not happening.
Uh-huh.
And then awaiting sentencing. The sentencing was originally scheduled for last month.
Who is this guy?
Barrett Brown is his name.
What's the story?
So let me give you some backstory.
Sure. Where's this from?
This is from my own brain.
You've been following this closely.
I have been following this.
This is a pretty big freedom of the press story.
So back in 2012, was September when he was arrested. But sometime before then, he was in a chat room. And he got a hold of a link to a webpage online that had information about a government-contracted company that had been hacked, and he posted the link from one chat room to another chat room. And he was charged with all kinds of hacking charges because he posted a link to where the hacked information was available.
So that's all he did then, is just post a link to hacked material?
And the hacked material was what, from a security company?
Was from a company called Stratfor.
Okay, that name sounds familiar.
They do government contracts.
Yeah.
So they store government records, some public documents, some private documents. And when Stratfor was hacked, some of what was released was private information, but it was all posted in one spot, and the link that he shared had all of the public and the private information posted.
So
he was
crazy. So crazy.
They went after him for that. And then he did some things that weren't exactly smart.
Hold on. So how many other people have posted this link? I mean, when groups, hack groups or whoever, post information, it usually goes up on a site called Pastebin or one of the other similar things, which is sort of an anonymous site to where people can paste whatever they want, whatever kind of textual information, and then it's easily shareable from there.
Sure,
anonymous.
Yeah.
The group sometimes uses Pastebin. And so, you know, these links get shared all over the place.
Right.
Why did they go after this guy?
Primarily because he's a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And
so somebody saw his link, is what you're saying.
Right. Somebody saw his link. And then he did some things that weren't smart, such as hiding a computer when the FBI showed up to his house with a search warrant.
Okay.
He then made a video saying that he was going to ruin the life of the FBI agents that were coming after him. And so from there, the FBI came after him harder and charged him with a lot of extra charges. Whee! He was facing 100 years in prison.
What were the extra charges? I mean, did they suggest that by him saying he was going to ruin their lives, that that was somehow a threat of violence or something like that?
Yeah, well, one of the charges was making threats.
Okay.
So I've got the story here from Reason. So, you know, just wanted to give all of the backstory there before getting into this. Journalist Barrett Brown already served 31 months in jail, was sentenced to 63 months total, and a $890,000 fine, which of course no normal human could ever pay off. The Guardian reports on the background. In September 2012, Brown was arrested by the FBI for allegedly threatening a federal agent in a video posted to YouTube after the FBI had raided his home and searched his computers.
So he was mad, right? Like, he was like,
right.
I'm in the press and I'm going to, you know, expose you guys.
Right.
Not I'm going to hurt your family or something like that.
Right. He threatened to dox them.
Yeah.
So they charged him with conspiracy to release private information about a federal employee.
Wow.
So they just came up with, you know, a bunch of things. I call it the spaghetti poo theory, where they just mix a bunch of things together, they throw it against the wall, and they see what sticks.
It'll usually stick because the person will take a plea deal, as this guy did, to make it go away.
Right. In October 2012, after being held for 2 weeks without charge, he was indicted on charges of making an online threat, retaliating against a federal officer,
jeez,
and conspiring to release personal information about a government employee. 2 months later...
A federal government employee.
2 months later...
We've released plenty of personal information about government employees here in New Hampshire, and they don't have similar protections.
Right.
At least not that I know of.
He was later charged, or rather indicted, on 12 charges related to the hacking of Stratfor that happened in 2011.
What?
Jeremy Hammond, the hacker who actually carried out the breach,
we
was sentenced to a maximum possible 10 years. Writing for The Guardian from prison in December,
right.
Hammond bemoaned that Brown continues to await his sentence for merely linking to hacked material. Brown was also accused of sharing a link to the data Hammond obtained from the breach, as well as several further indictments related to withholding or hiding evidence and obstructing the FBI. He was facing over 100 years in prison.
Wow.
He will reportedly be eligible for supervised release after 1 year, and once released, will have his computer equipment monitored. The $890,250 in restitution payments will go to Stratfor and other companies targeted by Anonymous. He also has $225 in fines.
I wonder where.
And
they
there's more
that
on this story.
Yeah, I want to come back with more about this. It's just ridiculous. Freedom of the press is a joke. It's pretty clear. 855, 450, free. Sure, he did some things that he probably shouldn't have done that did aggravate the situation, but what he originally did should not have been a crime. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. We're talking about some pretty important court cases. Obviously, the Silk Road trial continued this week in week number two. We're going to get into some detail about what happened yesterday, as that was not reported here on Free Talk Live as I was absent last night. That's still to come here tonight. But, Daryl, you're explaining to us the story of one Barrett Brown. I actually had this in my show prep for tonight as well. He's a journalist who got in some seriously hot water with the federal government yes. by posting a link to some hacked information from federal government security contractor Stratfor. And we'll continue what's going on with him because he's in prison and is going to be staying there for a few more years.
Yes.
We'll tell you why and give you a little more detail. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Online privacy is more important now than ever.
Absolutely.
So go to proxpn.com/FTL and grab the software that is free to download from ProXPN. You can get started with ProXPN, and they will protect your internet connection from being able to be snooped on by your own internet service provider, as well as others. If you're sitting at a coffee shop and you're using ProXPN, the coffee shop won't know which website you're going to. Your internet service provider will have no idea which site you're going to. They won't know what your search terms are that you're entering. So ProXPN provides a valuable service to increase your privacy. It's one step that you should take on the road towards having a more private online life. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices, plus Linux users. You can also get hooked up with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, you can use our discount code to save 50% off the price of the annual account. That's FTL 50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50. That breaks the price down to around $5 per month. And that's, that code locks in your savings for the lifetime of the account. So next year, when you want to renew, you get the same deal. It's proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL 50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. All right, Daryl, you were telling us about Barrett Brown. He is being sentenced, or has been sentenced now, to 5 years in federal prison. He's already
63 months.
He's already spent 31. I presume he's getting time served on that?
That is my understanding.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
but
so
basically,
it's been shorter.
He's got another couple years,
yes.
you know, 2 or 3 years left. With, I think, what's an 80% good time rule at the federal level?
I think it said he could get out
supervised
after one more year.
I see. And then he will not be able to get online. Or no, he'll be able to get online, but he'll
his
be
His computers
monitored.
Will be monitored.
Yeah, they'll be monitored.
That's so creepy.
For the rest of his life?
I don't know. I do not have that information in front of me.
Super creepy.
But
I bet you they won't even let him open up Tor. I bet that's like the, I bet there's certain rules within the you're being monitored rules to where, like, if they detect a Tor connection opening up, you'll violate the
or
probation.
Or any sort of torrent or anything
yeah.
like that.
Heck, it might even be to where if they find out he's using a VPN,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it winds up getting shut off. And one of the things that is, I would say, really bad about this case, you know, even worse than everything that happened, was that the plea deal that he took is sealed. Those court documents are sealed.
So you don't know what the terms are, basically?
Right. That will not be released, and I don't think anybody will ever be able to find out that information. The article here from Reason, the author Brian Doherty...
And if they ever do find out the information and you post a link to it, you'll go to prison.
Yes. Brian Doherty says, I blogged about Brown's case back in June of 2013. To simplify a pretty complicated story, Brown dumped the contents of an anonymous related dump of documents grabbed from Stratfor, a private intelligence security company, into a public wiki dedicated to investigative journalism he ran called Project PM and began looking into a mysterious company called Endgame Systems, an info security firm with multi-million dollar yearly subscription services supposedly involving giving away info on how to exploit systems' vulnerabilities in computers. The FBI got a warrant for his laptop, raided his mother's house, and later tried to subpoena data on everyone who had accessed Brown's journalism website. An angry Brown released an ill-advised video threatening harassment of an FBI agent and his family, and the arrest and indictment followed. Scott Shackford wrote in March about the feds dropping many of the charges against Brown while he still languished behind bars, including the ones for essentially hyperlinking to hacked documents.
They dropped those charges? That's what you just said, right?
Part of these were dropped because of the plea. He took the plea in April of last year.
Okay, okay.
He was originally scheduled to be sentenced in December.
Oh,
the prosecution in December, and this is not from this article, this is from, I believe, Wired, where I got this information earlier today, where in December the prosecution attempted to present things to the judge at the sentencing that had been dismissed or dropped, and the judge said, wait a second, you can't tell me about this because he was never convicted of those, so those are unrelated. Those charges you actually wound up dropping.
So, what
so the judge postponed sentencing for nearly a month to do his own research to make sure that he had all of the facts right at sentencing.
Why were they trying to bring back
this? Because the prosecution, they weren't trying to bring back the charges. They were just trying to tell the judge, see, he's really horrible. We had all of these charges.
All this news. Okay.
Like what they're trying to do with Ross Ulbricht, to where they have alleged a murder for hire. He's never been charged with it. They're just alleging it, so they're going to keep throwing it out there.
That makes sense, yeah.
And
so they were saying it for the purpose of trying to get him the maximum sentence.
Right. Because he took the plea deal, the maximum sentence went from 105 years to 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know, 63 months with good time. That's, you know, not as bad as it could have been, but it's still horrible.
It's horrifying.
It's a lot worse than it should have been.
I mean, considering he never hurt anybody.
Right.
You know, he didn't do anything that breached anyone's security. He only linked to some already insecure documents.
Well, the prosecution was alleging that he should have been charged with some sort of hacking charge for every person that had private information.
But he didn't hack.
He didn't do the hacking. He linked to where people could find the public and private info that was all in one spot. And the prosecution wanted him charged with one count for each person that was identified as a victim. Luckily, the judge said that there was only one victim and the victim was Stratfor. I say luckily because, you know, again, it could have been worse than what it is, but it's nowhere near as good as it should be. No journalist should ever be put in this position
to where
when they're reporting on something, they have to worry that, well, maybe something on this website that I'm linking to is information that shouldn't be public.
And then maybe your mother's house gets raided by the federal government. That's a scary thing, and it's definitely chilling on free speech. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more on this case. Your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think about freedom of the press? Is it gone?
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. The latest on the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road trial that continued yesterday in Manhattan. I'm not sure if it actually continued today. I'm not clear on that.
I'm not sure.
I've been trying to figure that out, and I haven't seen any recaps posted yet online. So we're going to give you the latest on that because that didn't happen on this show last night, and I do want to follow that case as closely as possible. But another trial, or I guess trial's not an accurate thing, courtroom situation involving a man, Barrett Brown, who has now been sentenced to 5-plus years in prison due to his posting a link. That's all. He posted a link. That's what started the process. Then after the feds came and searched his home and searched his mom's house, which, of course, is a scary situation anytime you get involved in having strange men and women come and paw through your stuff, break stuff, leave it all strewn about, and just basically disrespect your privacy. That's pretty awful.
Yeah.
So there was that kind of chilling on free speech that's going on here, which is the main, I think, point that needs to be made in this case, is that the federal government has gotten away with putting a man in prison for posting a link. But ultimately, he did sort of dig things a little deeper when he posted a video to YouTube immediately after the raid saying, saying that he was going to, you know, basically make life hell for these agents by doxing
and their families.
And their families by revealing information, personal information about them, which apparently is illegal to do to a federal employee, according to at least the charges that were thrown against him, which ultimately he was hit up with a bunch of charges and took a guilty plea.
Right, because he wouldn't have held up under a jury. He was facing more than a life sentence.
Yeah.
He's 27 years old. He was facing 105 years in prison. That is more than a life sentence.
Now, you have some statements, and is there more from the Reason story that you want
There's
to share?
There's more from the Reason story. I've posted a link to that on the Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus for Free Talk Live. EFF put out a statement. And
that's the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Yes. And I'm not going to read the entire thing because they do a lot of recapping that we've already done. So I pick up in the middle of their statement. It says, the charges related to the hyperlink represented a serious threat to press freedom. EFF and other press organizations had planned to file an amicus brief supporting Brown's motion to dismiss 11 of the hyperlinking charges, noting that journalists routinely link to documents that, while illegally obtained, are of interest to the public. Thankfully, the government came to its senses in March 2014, and before we could file our brief, and dismissed 11 of the charges based on hyperlinking.
And this was as part of the plea deal, you said?
That's what I originally thought. The next month, according to EFF, Brown signed a sealed plea agreement that significantly reduced the remaining charges. So since the plea deal is sealed, it's really, you know, hard to know, or impossible really to know, if they said, hey, listen, we'll drop these, you sign this paper, and then, you know, things took a while to go through, you know, the mail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if those were dropped as part of the plea. I initially thought they were.
Because what it sounds to me like, because when I first heard that and I questioned it, it sounds to me like they went after him for this linking charges initially. Then they trumped up all this other stuff based on what he did after that.
Yeah,
ultimately dropped the linkage charges because those could have been defended on a free speech basis, and essentially went after him for all the after the fact stuff that happened, which is typical of the government. The kind of the classic example of this is where people will get charged with resisting arrest but no other charges. Well, wait a minute, why was he being arrested in the first place? Oh, well, that was illegal, so we dismissed that charge.
But this one here is, you know, obviously a greater offense than that one, so we're just going to go with the greater offense.
Right, and courts have ruled that you cannot resist an arrest even if you and the police officer know that it's an illegal arrest.
Mm-hmm.
That's so backwards. But what really gets me is that he's being faced with this, you know, giant fine, you know, $890,000, like a lifetime debt. No way he's going to be able to repay that. Is that what they're claiming their losses to be? Is that they cost them?
That's restitution to Stratford.
Just some arbitrary number they plucked out of thin air.
Right.
Oh yeah, it's just. You're giving him a debt that he'll never be able to pay back. Like you're going to be taking his money for the rest of his life, essentially.
It's insane.
Ultimately, he pled guilty to three crimes. Being an accessory after the fact to the unauthorized access of Stratford's computers. Interfering with the execution of a search warrant by hiding his laptop. And the most serious, threatening an FBI agent. But the lengthy sentence that Brown received was not primarily driven by the charges surrounding the Stratford hack. Of the 63 months, only 15 were attributed to the Stratford hack. The bulk of the sentence, 48 months, was for threatening the FBI agent, something that Brown himself admitted in a statement at sentencing was a mistake. There is no question that threatening violence to an FBI agent...
Is his statement?
No, this is still from EFL.
Oh, okay.
There is no question that threatening violence to an FBI agent is illegal, but that action was caused in part by an extensive government investigation that turned out to be resolved with a relatively light sentence compared to the prison time Brown was facing for the underlying charges relating to the hack.
So he did get sentenced for a charge that called him an accessory after the fact.
Yes.
Meaning that somehow he...
Because he shared the link.
The link was somehow made him an accessory to the actual breach of Stratford Security.
Yes.
That's ridiculous, and it absolutely is a chilling effect on free speech. Not to mention that, you know, whether or not the other charges were dropped, the fact that he was arrested, harassed, charged, searched, and all of that was done over simply pasting a link is absolutely
untoward
and horrifying.
So it would be akin. Let me just sort of, you know, like, break this down to something that people can relate to. It would be akin to me posting a link to something on WikiLeaks that somewhere in a 1,000-page PDF is private information.
Why don't they just fire the whole IT department at Stratford, because they're the ones that made that information possible for them to get a hold of?
Good question. That would be a more just world.
So there's still more to the EFF statement, but I want to cover Barrett Brown's post-sentencing statement.
Let's get to what Barrett had to say after the sentencing, after we talk to Aaron, calling from Philly via Skype. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian, Daryl,
and Danica.
Yeah, Danica, sorry.
Sorry.
The last couple nights I've heard something about net neutrality, and everyone keeps talking about how we need the government to step in or we don't need the government to step in, but I don't know if everyone's aware, but there is a free market solution in VPNs. If your traffic's encrypted and going through a VPN, that your internet service provider can't throttle it. Like, it doesn't know what's passing back and forth.
But couldn't they throttle a VPN connection?
Well, and then you pass off to another VPN. They could just keep popping up to different places until, I mean, one would fill the other, kind of like the Pirate Bay.
But isn't there a way for them to analyze your packets and determine that you have a VPN connection open and basically just restrict that?
But VPNs are legitimate use. Like, major companies use them all the time. People use them from their home computer to their work computer. For them to go out and throttle all VPN connections would cause a huge public outcry.
Well, so what I would think, throttling Netflix. I mean, that's why I find it hard to believe that the market would stand for having their video services restricted by, you know, these cable companies or whoever would be that is allegedly doing that stuff.
Well, see, what I've heard, and I still don't really know which way to come down on the whole net neutrality thing, but what I've heard, Ian, is that Netflix would be able to, you know, like, add on like a 15-cent surcharge to all of their customers and wind up being able to pay off the ISPs to where they're not throttled. Mm-hmm. But LRN.FM, you know, you're not charging customers, so you would get throttled.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I mean, that would be ridiculous for them to throttle all video and audio connections over the internet except for Netflix. That would cause an outcry. It would be the equivalent of Time Warner shutting off their television service. People would be very upset about that, and they'd cancel their subscriptions. There's more coming up here. 855-453. We'll bring Aaron back to you.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Speaking about hardwood, consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, color me unconcerned about what these supposedly evil internet service providers are going to do, that we supposedly need the government to swoop in and save us, which is surprisingly the position taken by some people who would describe themselves as libertarian, which I think is a shock. We can continue to discuss that. I also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and please don't forget, while you still can watch videos online, drop by victimlesscrimespree.com and check out the 90-minute feature-length documentary by our friend Derek J. Freeman that shows him over about a year's worth of his life here in Keene, New Hampshire, getting arrested 5 times for all manner of silly nonsense that has no victim. So check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. We bring back Aaron in Philadelphia on via Skype. Aaron, you barely had a chance to really get your thoughts out there a moment ago. So where are you at with this whole net neutrality thing?
So I was watching it kind of as they started throttling Netflix, and I cut the cord a long time
ago.
Who
did? Who was throttling Netflix?
I had Comcast, and they paid the extra to have Netflix come in quick. I wanted to go to Fios because it was faster and had a slower price, but they were throttling Netflix, which I actually got it. And with a 50-meg connection, I was still getting pausing and buffering and a poor quality. But I found that with a VPN, then it doesn't... you don't get that.
So what you're saying is you think there's a market solution to this, that if indeed there are companies that are throttling certain, you know, throttling meaning to slow down in this case, slowing down certain online applications, that if you were to use a VPN like ProXVPN, that could possibly be a workaround here.
Right, and it costs you, what, $5 a month, whereas the government says that if they reclassify Title II, it's going to cost you an extra $10 a month on top of your
taxes bill.
In taxes, which is twice as much as it would cost you for the free market workaround already.
Which would, and also presumes that the government will somehow be successful in this theory of providing this open field of communications, which is what net neutrality is supposed to be, where no one packet has priority over the others, and presumes that there won't be some sort of legal loophole or workaround to where, you know, the taxes will go up $10 per month on your internet bill, and, you know, after a few months they'll figure out how to throttle the connections anyways or something like that. I mean, who knows?
Well, what I see as the workaround is distributed mesh internets. Because I know that there are already people that are working on distributed internets to where instead of, you know, like the LRN server being on one physical server, mm-hmm. it would be on many computers all around the system of the internet. I don't know
how that works. Sounds complicated.
It would be, you know, like anything when you're talking about distributed is going to be complicated, but then the benefit is it's not on one single computer, so if one computer goes down, you don't lose Netflix, you don't lose LRN, you don't lose Google. So what do you think, Aaron? Do you see distributed internets as a workaround for net neutrality or the lack of net neutrality? I'm still not sure which one's the good one and which one's the bad one.
So distributed like MadeSafe would be very good for that, whereas distributed as in like wireless networks, like mesh networks, the latency would grow like exponentially as you got out away from a small area. Each hop would add an order of magnitude of complexity to the system, and then that adds latency, and it gets...
That's why Tor is slow, right, in a lot of cases, because, you know, you are going through locations on networks that are not super, super speed. You know, you're not using the backbones of the internet necessarily to carry your data. You're instead using a volunteer network.
Right, but even what we consider to be a slow connection today is light years ahead mm-hmm. of the first connection to a BBS that I had like 1992.
Sure. You know, no doubt about that, Daryl, but you have to also keep in mind that technology is going to continue to move forward. And so even though right now we can send, let's say, HD video over a relatively small, you know, 1 megabit to 2 megabit connection, that's something that's within the grasp of the average internet connection. Eventually, people are going to want to have 4K video, which is going to be way more, you know, bandwidth intensive than even full HD is today. And that's not going to happen for another, you know, 5 or 10 years or something like that. But it's going to happen. And by that time, you're going to need to have greater, you know, speed internet connections. People are going to be demanding that kind of stuff. Anyway, good call tonight, Aaron. I appreciate the thoughts. Interesting solution that, you know, maybe having a VPN. He says this worked for him. Having a VPN like ProXPN was a way for him to avoid throttling because the internet service provider cannot identify what you're doing on the VPN.
And then I've heard some people say that a VPN will not help get around net neutrality whatevers.
Well, again, as I first...
So it's something, you know, like, there's so much information on both sides, I don't know what to believe
about
net neutrality.
Right, the techies have different positions on this, and of course the position against what Aaron is saying is, well, then they'll just throttle VPNs. And his point was, well, they won't do that because that'll upset too many people. And that's my whole point about throttling Netflix in the first place, is it'll upset too many people. And I don't believe the idea that, well, there's a cartel and there's too few companies out there competing. I agree, there are too few companies out there competing.
But that's the government's creation.
That's true, but again, just because there's a cartel doesn't mean someone's not going to break the cartel. If customers are mad enough, if you've got only two companies in town, and you don't, in most urban areas you've got cell phones, providers as well, but if you've only got two companies in town providing internet access and one of those companies is saying, okay, well, we're going to throttle all video services unless they pay us a bunch of money, thereby their costs of connecting will go up and their customers will be mad because these connections are getting throttled. And if the other company in town is also throttling, then if enough customers are angry and willing to quit, all it takes is for one company to break the cartel and say, all right, no throttling over here, and we got a better price, so, or whatever. And then they'll get all kinds of business that they didn't have before.
Well, they also need the blessing of the city council of whatever municipality they want to start doing business in.
So I'm talking about if they're already in business. If there's two companies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying if there's two companies, both of them say they're going to throttle, and then a third company says, we're not going to throttle.
I meant that one company would break the cartel. If there was a cartel. This is the scary story we're being told, is that we need the government to force net neutrality on these companies to make it so they can't throttle internet connections because there are too few internet providers and they're going to be they're a cartel and they're working together. And I just, you know, I believe more in the market than I do in cartels, I guess.
Let the market win. Let the market decide.
But who knows? You know, obviously this is a controversial discussion, and certainly we're not going to be solving it tonight here on Free Talk Live, but you are still welcome to share your thoughts. Let's go to Joe. He's in Rochester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple points about the whole network neutrality thing. First of all, what the last caller was saying is absolutely true in that a VPN will help you if there are bad peering agreements with your current internet service provider, or if they're intentionally throttling your traffic for the reasons you said. They can't know what type, what protocols you're using or what services you're connecting to. I've actually experienced it myself, and many others have experienced it online as well. But it's not really a solution to network neutrality, because like you were saying, they could throttle all IPsec traffic. So it would be easy to just look at the protocols the VPNs are using and throttle that. So it's not really a network neutrality solution, but it is a temporary solution to anyone who's currently experiencing that. Right now, the number of people using VPNs is so small.
But how likely is it? I mean, I agree with Aaron. How likely is it they're going to target VPNs for throttling? Because the whole point of running an internet service provider is to provide fast internet to people. And we're, you know, the paranoia here is saying that all of a sudden this whole internet competition is going to change and we're going to get slower speeds. And that just doesn't make sense. I understand America isn't the top of the heap when it comes to internet connection speeds. I get that. And that is probably because there isn't as much competition as there should be. But we are still seeing increased speeds happen out there.
Well, and you also have government regulations that are preventing some of these super fast cables from being run.
Mm.
You can't, starting an internet service provider is almost impossible in most areas. That's why when Google rolled out fiber, they basically said, hey, cities who want Google Fiber, contact us. They couldn't just say, oh, we're going to go deploy this in, you know, ABC, Utah, because the city council has to be on board, and if they're owned, if they've already been purchased by the existing telco cartel, then, you know, you're not going to deploy fiber anywhere. No one's going to give you access to those.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, even here in New Hampshire, fiber is being rolled out by the government. So it's a messed up situation. Yeah, it's a messed up situation out there. There are private companies who are providing the service over that fiber. And none of this is ideal from a libertarian perspective. There's more coming up. Thanks, Joe. On the way on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowd surrounds you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.